بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم اتخاذ الكلب إلا لصيد أو ماشية أو زرع. There is a next chapter in which is discuss the prohibition that it is not permissible to keeping a dog except for hunting, herding, looking after the animals, or farming, looking after the farm. For that purposes, it is permissible to keep a dog, but then the dog stays out of the house, not comes in the house. For security purposes, a person keeps a dog and he keeps it out of the house, doesn't allow it to come in the house, that is quite permissible. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من اقتنى كلبا إلا كلب صيد أو ماشية فإنه ينقص من أجره كل يوم قراطان. That whoever keeps a dog exclusion is made except a dog for hunting, and that also hunting not as a sport but hunting to eat the food or to sell that meat and make a living out of it, but not just as a sport. That is not permissible, just to take the lives of anything just for fun and just for one's entertainment. But if it is to eat the animal or to make a business out of it, to go and sell that animal, then that will be in order. Or ma'ashiyatin, or to look after the land, the fields. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قِرَاتًا. A person who keeps a dog, not for that purpose, but as a pet, for example, keeps the dog in the house, then every day these sawabs are lessened by two qirats. Qirat is a measurement, just very roughly, like a ton. We use a ton for measurement, like so much of his sawabs are lessened. He earns, he does his good deeds, he earns the sawab, but because of keeping a dog as a pet, then he loses two qirats of sawab from his income, that is, from his sawabs on a daily basis. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أمسك كلبا, a person who keeps a dog, فإنه ينقص من عمله كل يوم قراته, then every day he makes less, he drops his rewards, he rubs out, he loses one qirat of his sawab. In the previous hadith was two qirats. In this one is one qirat. We will explain the difference just now, inshallah. إِلَّا كَلْبَ حَرْثٍ أَوْ مَعَشِيَةٍ. However, if it is a dog for farming, you keep it for your farm or for herding, that is to look after the animals, etc., then that wouldn't lessen your sawab. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ. And a similar subject is narrated by Muslim Sharif. من اقتنى كلبا ليس بكلب صيد أو ماشية ولا أرض. A person who keeps a dog, but it is not a dog for hunting purposes, nor for herding, and nor for the farm, for the land. فإنه ينقص من أجره قراطان كل يوم. That person lessens, make less his sawabs by two qirats every day. Unfortunately, we are living more a Western lifestyle. Some Muslims are keeping dogs also as pets, and we don't feel anything about it. This is not permitted at all, to keep a dog as a pet. For security purposes, and the dog stays out of the house, that is permitted. But we must make sure he does not enter in the house, and he must not be mixing with things of the house, with the children, etc. A dog may be kept for hunting, protecting crops and animals, or guarding property. Apart from these reasons, it is makruh tahrimi to keep a dog, a makruh which is almost haram. Ulama have given various reasons for this prohibition. One, it is extremely difficult to save oneself from the impurity, and this may in turn decrease the rewards of one's salat, because a dog has got a habit of licking, and according to the hadith, in the saliva of the dog there is a lot of napaki impurity. So he'll come, if he just sniffs, it's all right. But if he starts licking at the legs, etc., then that impurity will be there, and it will be difficult for a person to save himself from that impurity. Dogs cause inconvenience to guests and others. A person is to honor his guest, and many people are very apprehensive of dogs. Even if the dog is not going to bite, but many, even children who are not used to dogs, they are very apprehensive. Then instead of honoring the guest, we are making the guest frightened. Dogs prevent angels from entering one's home. And the angels, though of mercy, they make dua for a person, they encourage a person to do good, they discourage him from doing wrong, etc. They draw the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and by us keeping dogs, we are depriving ourselves from that. The impurity may contaminate utensils if one is negligent. If they are free to come in the house, they will put their mouth into any utensil they find and they will contaminate it. And perhaps we don't know, we don't rinse that utensil and we use it for our food stuff, etc. Then it will cause great harm to us. The difference of one qirat and two qirats, which has come in the two narrations, may be attributed to the degree of impurity associated with the dog. Some dogs are perhaps more impure than others. According to some ulama, it is relative to urban and rural areas, because there is a greater need for dogs in rural areas. But however, today, even in city areas, for security purposes, dogs are required also. So whatever that refers to, that whether it is where there is a greater necessity, then one qirat will be lesser. And where there isn't such a necessity, then two qirats will be lesser. Some scholars have stated that the narration of two qirats for Madinatul Munawwara, and the other is for other places. The honor of Medina is very great. So for there it is that if a person keeps a dog there, then it will be two qirats that will be lesser. Today, unfortunately, we see that people, even in our Muslim countries, they are keeping dogs, and they carry on with them as though they are married to them. Women also keep dogs, and there are records of instances where they have relations with the dogs also, and making dogs like a partner in life. And in some cases it was that a person in his estate, he left his inheritance to the dog. So giving this preferences like that, when human beings are suffering so much, and there is such a great need to look after human beings, and yet these people are called advanced and enlightened, who deal with dogs as though they are humans, and they have relations with them, and they leave their inheritance even for the dogs. This is how low a person can go when he does not observe Islamic lifestyle, and he does not make an effort to bring Islamic lifestyle within him. May Allah give us all tawfiq.